Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is 8:17 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us, Malaika, on Fresh FM with Never Changed My Mind. I tell you what, it's right about that time that we need to just understand what's happening in your life, because you reached out and Shaquan is going to tell us what would she do if she finds herself in this situation. The situation reads, should I say the reality reads, hi Shaquan, I hope you can help me out today. Man, life is so damn hard and I'm going through a trying time and I feel like giving up. I have feelings of feeling very inadequate and no hope for the future. I beat myself up a lot for feeling this way. And I do not know how to snap out of it. I think about ending my life a lot, as I feel that I don't have a purpose or much to live for. Please help me. How can I quiet these thoughts and not be so miserable? What would Shaquan do? Shaquan?
Yo.
It's a tough one, isn't it? It's a tough one.
Because I think a lot of us at one point in our lives all felt the same way. I think it's, you know, depending on your situation, sometimes maybe you could be, you know, just maybe of a certain age and there are certain things that the people around you are achieving and all of that. And then you start to put a little bit of a damp on yourself that, you know what, maybe I should also be in that place like as my peers or whatever it is, you know. But I think also with you saying that you feel that you don't have a purpose, let me tell you something. This was a word that I can't remember. I just remember being at a conference.
Yeah.
But I can't remember where. But regardless, they did this exercise before we actually started with the conference. And they said, put your hand on your heart.
Okay.
And if you feel your heart beating, that is your purpose.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing.
So yes, your feelings are very valid, okay? And I don't know what it is that has led you to feeling as if you're inadequate or you don't have hope for the future or you're not going to get out of the situation where you're in right now. But I want you to also take a little bit of time to maybe even journal, write down if you can, the very things that you have gone through in your life before that were also trying and they put you in a very dark space mentally, emotionally, all of that. And you thought to yourself one day, whenever that was, you thought to yourself that, man, I'm not going to survive this. This might actually be the end of me. But then 5 years down the line, you survived it and got out of that space. And I want you to do this for yourself because it's one of the things that I do for myself as well, especially when I'm not feeling my best, where that honestly also reminds me that, listen, you doubted yourself, but you're actually a warrior and you stepped out of that space and look at where you are right now. I want you to maybe also just be a little bit, you know, have a little bit of a candid conversation with yourself and unpack as to why you might be feeling the way that you're feeling. What triggered you? What is it that brought you into this space? What is it that you can do about that situation? Right? And try to see how you can apply that to the situation to get yourself out of that space. If it probably calls for you having a therapy session, do so. If you can, maybe speak to an elder at church or someone that you actually trust, do so. And understand that sometimes we also feel like we don't really have people in our lives that we can actually talk to. I think for one, honestly, I've been in that space. I've been feeling that way for quite some time now. I just feel like I just don't have anyone to talk to. I can't talk to my friends. I feel like I can't talk to my friends or whatever it is about the things that I'm going through. Because, you know, sometimes you feel like, man, it's always you and your problems.
Yeah. You come across as the one that's always nagging.
That's the one's always nagging about. What's wrong again? Do you know what I mean? And I think also that puts you in a space of, man, maybe I should not even share my feelings with anyone. Maybe I shouldn't even tell you what's going on in my life, you know? So I would advise you to try and find someone in your life. If you do, if you can, if not, maybe go for therapy. You can go speak to someone at church, like I said. Or you can honestly just start getting into the habit of just journaling, because that also kind of feels like you're actually talking to someone, you know. Maybe that will also bring you a little bit of clarity on so many things that you're actually going through. I don't know your religion, I don't know what it is that you believe in, and so forth, but I will, you know, after the break, give you a little bit of practical ways on how you can get yourself out of that space. And this is obviously things that have worked for me on so many different occasions. Man, listen, I'm a crybaby, I cry about a lot of things, so maybe you can do that too. But we'll carry on with this just on the other side of this.
Football's greatest season is finally here, and DSTV is the stadium.
That old school funk.
I love this part of the song, man.
That old school funk.
It's really old school, like this.
That old school funk.
Takes me back to Motown days, you know what I mean?
The Motown.
That old school funk.
Well done.
Yeah.
Nicely done there by NIA and Desmond. Now, back then he was Little D with Old School Funk. What's up? You've got a
should thought. I comment?
Comment, okay.
It's fine.
Is it fine?
But anyway, I was going to say, you know, when you say that it takes me back to Motown, I don't know, in that moment just was reminded of, you know, back in Generations.
Yeah.
We had Back of the Moon.
Back of the Moon.
The bar.
Oh snap.
Where everybody was slaving away during the day, and then they just come and end the day off at Back of the Moon.
Yes,
I honestly, I don't know why it just came to mind right now.
So saying Motown, and also the setup also very brownish.
Yes.
Achter. Yeah, good old
days. Those blue lights in the corner. Yeah.
Good old days.
Good old days.
If you just joined us, thank you so much for choosing Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul. We're in the midst of a conversation where we bring to light a reality that someone is experiencing. Usually someone or people reach out to us anonymously via email throughout the week. You can do that as well. We pick one dire situation, we bring it on air, and Shaquan applies her mind to it. And Shaquan puts herself in this person's shoes, and Shaquan advises what she would do had she found herself in such a scenario. The reality reads, "Hi Shaquan, I hope you can help me out today. Man, life is so damn hard, and I'm going through a trying time and feel like giving up. I have feelings of feeling very inadequate and no hope for the future. I beat myself up a lot for feeling this way, and I do not know how to snap out of it. I think about ending my life a lot of times, as I feel that I don't have a purpose or much to live for. Please help me. How can I quiet these thoughts and not be so miserable?" Now, Shaquan, you said that you've got some serious practical ways.
Okay, maybe not serious, man.
Okay, but not serious. I mean, this is a serious situation.
Yeah, no,
but practical ways to go about this. Yeah.
Yes. So this is what works for me.
Mm.
So because I know it works for me, I am just honestly just going to share it with you in this moment, okay? But here's what we're not going to do, honey. We are not going to end our lives. We are not going to give the devil that satisfaction, okay? Get in the habit of also doing that little exercise that I told you about, of just, you know, hearing your heartbeat and, you know, putting your hand on your heart and it's beating. You are alive for a reason. And honestly, the one way on how you can maybe just try and find out what your purpose is in life, there is a fast that you can probably do, okay? So this is what I do for myself, and that is the Easter fast. I do this probably like twice a year, okay? So the Easter fast is, it's honestly just a fast. Honestly, during that time for 3 days, mind you, you just study the book of Easter, which is like literally three, maybe 2.5 pages in the Bible. You study the book of Esther and you draw strength from it and her story. That is, obviously, you can do that in your own time. And this is just a process of you honestly just emptying yourself and allowing God to fill you up with His Spirit. Okay, this works for me. Trust me, you will have a great testimony after that. Okay, and then also just set realistic expectations of yourself. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself. I don't know what it is, like I said earlier on, I don't know what it is that triggered you to feel this way, but do not pay attention to the things that are happening outside of you, around you. Be focused on yourself and your own journey, and the reality thereof, and in the process set yourself realistic expectations of yourself, because if you start to set yourself unrealistic expectations of yourself, you're obviously going to put a lot of pressure on yourself. You're going to put yourself in a space where you start to feel the way that you feel, feeling very inadequate, you don't have a purpose, maybe you're not worthy, you shouldn't be alive, all of that, because you are living life on other people's terms or expectations thereof, you know. Another thing that you can also do, this one is on top of my list, that is forgiving myself. I am someone that has really struggled for a very long time with forgiving of myself, forgiving of other people, and so forth. I think it's also something that I'm intentionally trying to unlearn, because I too obviously beat myself up for a lot of the things that I've done in my past situations that I found myself in, put myself in intentionally or whatever it is. So it's very hard to really forgive yourself, because sometimes it's like, man, 5 years from now, you look at things differently and you're just like, man, how is it possible that you did not know better, you know? But also maybe to remind you in this moment that you did the best that you could with what you knew and had at the time. Yes, you would want to do better, go back and change things, but you didn't know better at the time. But you do now, and let this be a season of, now that I know better, I am going to do better for myself. Now, it is also important for you to remember that, you know, just you forgiving yourself, you're obviously be in a better mental and emotional space as well. You're going to have a little bit more positive attitude and vibrations around you. You're going to bring, you know, nothing but positivity in the relationships that you have in your life, all of that, okay? So get in the habit of also working out, because obviously you working out, you're releasing all your happy hormones, the dopamines, the endorphins, and all of that, okay? That's exactly what we want for you. So working out doesn't really have to be anything extensive. You can just go for a walk around the block. And please leave your cell phone at home, by the way. Don't go with that, because, you know, they're on the street now. Get in the habit of journaling your thoughts. I'm very big on this, okay? Whatever it is that is on your mind, regardless of whether you feel it is irrelevant. Oh, should I even be writing this down? Yes, write it all down.
Yeah.
Because then you can do an audit at the end of the month, for example, and really see the space that you were in mentally, emotionally, and all of that. You know, obviously judging from your thoughts. And then you see that, man, listen, on the 3rd of Feb, I was in this space. But man, let me tell you something, on the 3rd of March, I'm in a different space. Won't you do it? Yes, you will. And also just clean and organize your space, man. You know what the saying is, which is very true. Clean space, clean mind. And also exercise grace and patience with yourself the same way that you would with a loved one. Practical example that I can give you right now is how when a friend of yours comes to you and they might be saying that they're feeling this way and they're just beating themselves up and what, I'm just so hard on myself, I just feel this and feel that, you drop everything that you're doing, you come by their side, you comfort them, you give them so much love and patience and grace and all of that, and you tell them to believe in themselves and all of that. Give yourself that same patience and grace that you would to someone that you really love. Finally, words of affirmation.
Yeah.
You can write them all around your house, your office, wherever it is. So, being Mary Jane, back in the day, you know, what's the lady's name? Gabrielle Union. Yeah, she had a movie called Being Mary Jane. That's where I got the concept of, you know, writing affirmations, the very things, the beautiful positive words and affirmations that you want to speak over your life. Write that on pieces of papers and put them around you in your bathroom, on your mirror, in your bedroom, on your PC, just to remind you that I'm worthy, I have a purpose, God is still moving in my life, all of that, that I'm strong enough and I deserve to be here, and there's a place for me in this earth, and so forth. Because listen, your thoughts are lying to you, you are definitely enough.
That's some powerful stuff right there, Shaquan. Thank you so much. This will be up in our website in a few. Stick around.